This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And by the way, we are broadcasting great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network across America. Now, that's GCNlive.com on their website if you want to listen to us on the stream. And we also are broadcasting to selected Salem radio stations, Salem Media Group stations out there around the country in some of the largest markets in America. And, of course, we have some very good independent stations out there, too, that are scattered around. And we appreciate all of them carrying our program. Thank you so very much. And let's not forget that we also have our program streaming on the Internet, whether it's GCNlive.com or whether it's my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, or any other of these radio stations that have streaming capability. You can hear us that way and other ways, too. Now, we also are broadcasting on the Westwood One satellite, so there's another way. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers. Let's not forget either the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on Third Watch, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, appreciate the job you're doing. To the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there, appreciate you guys and gals. To the bulk mail center haulers, the crew being run by Felix and whatnot, appreciate everything that you guys are doing. And our suicide jockeys, too, hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil products to the source where we need to go get it and put it in our vehicle so we can go where we got to go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Go over there and you can listen live to us there if you can't hear us any other way. And, of course, we're also on MeWe and Gab and Getter, True Social on obviously, Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can hear us there as well. So, let's go right straight to the telephone lines here and pick up the professor of politics in California. That would be Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's now, it's still 82 degrees, Still 82 degrees, so we're still doing good in that respect. But it's not as warm as what it has been, and I'll take it. How about you?
Well, that sounds that sounds pretty good. We're holding at about 70 degrees right now.
All right. Well, that's not bad, considering. But let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, another day, another dollar, another group out there, things going on. Have you heard about New York City and the fact that they now have banned altogether TikTok on their government devices? They don't want anybody that works for New York having it on their private devices or their government devices when they come to work.
Well, this is very serious, and of course, this follows suit in many ways. Of course, as we know, things in the American government, or especially the American military, have banned it for the reasons that it can be used as a method of collecting a lot of information and aggregating it somewhere back in China.
Now, they happen to be banning with this directive the use of the app, as well as access to the TikTok website and video hosting service. Now, city employees who currently use the app will be required to remove it from their city-owned devices within 30 days. The ban was issued to protect city data and prevent any possible cybersecurity risks associated with the use of the popular video sharing application. But I can tell you that it just goes out there and it just attaches itself to other websites, right?
Well, I think it has, as I said, it collects data. I'm not as well versed as to what exactly the data that it's collecting, but everything that we've seen about this sort of spells the idea that it does create a profile on people. It will know what you're looking at, more or less. And this kind of information is very valuable because, for example, China does this thing where it just literally kind of hoovers up everything all around, you know, just sucks up all this information and sort of ferrets it out later. And so this is not a good thing in the long run, for sure. And, of course, if they are able to drill down on certain things about certain people or certain other networks, shall we say, then that can be very, very dangerous.
Well, we know that back in May, Montana became the first state to implement a full ban on the use of the platform, and set to go into effect on January the 1st, 2024. The ban prohibits TikTok from operating in the state and blocks app stores from allowing users in Montana to download the app at all, period. So there you go. All right. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
And Bruce, lock it in and join the Captain's Army. You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking every day for the past 13 years. I take it to start my day. Whenever that happens to be, with my breakfast, my early meal, and that's when you should take it, is take it with food, because it goes into your system right away and starts working that much quicker. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation and pain and swelling by going straight to the source of the problem, whatever it is, wherever it is. And it works. That's why I'm telling you about it. It works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be promoting it as much as I do. Now, there's a website where you can go. Just look it up. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you will see the 1995 3-week quick start there. And you take it three times a day is the way they suggest to begin with. You can take it more, but three is what they recommend. And then see what happens. Follow the instructions. And the best part of it is there's no narcotics in this at all. It's 100% drug-free. So take it with that in mind and take it with the understanding that it will work for you if you just kick back, relax, and let it do what it's supposed to do. I've never seen anything like it. My legs will swell up, especially my left leg and my ankle. And it'll go right back down. It'll go right back down. The swelling will end, and that's the way it is. So there you go. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. 1995 and a 3-week quick start, ladies and gentlemen. And the website is relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. See if they can help you the way they've helped me and tens of thousands of others. Well, Mr. Kyle, not to be outdone, we have got the one-year anniversary, if you will, of Joe Biden's IRA. Now, the IRA being the Inflation Reduction Act. How's that working out, sir?
Well, 1 year later, and Joe Biden's out there still trying to basically, I think, sell it to the American people. Most people don't think that, things are going very well. Inflation, they can say, well, it might be starting to inch down a little bit, but it's not certainly under control. We're going to continue at least one more rate hike, I think, is what the consensus is at this point before the end of the year. And so it's going to get worse before it ever gets better. But the Inflation Reduction Act doesn't really make it better.
Well, Donald Trump has tagged Bidenomics, which is part of what this is, with a new definition. And I quote, inflation, taxation, submission, and failure.
Yeah, that about sums it up, doesn't it?
It's not working. It's not working.
Well, it's not, because what the Democrats rely upon, the Democrat Party elite, what they rely upon so much is the messaging. Say, look, we passed the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, everything should be getting better. And it is getting better. It's so much better. And the jobs are there now and this kind of thing, even though people can't spend money, really, because everything is so darned expensive. They're not able to go out and buy a house because the interest rates are so darn high. And they're not able to really get a grip on the future because everything is so uncertain.
You there?
I'm here.
All right, because you kind of stopped.
Okay, well, hopefully that'll clear up here. People are understanding that the economy isn't getting better for them at all, and the Democrats can tell you how wonderful and rosy everything is until the cows come home, but it doesn't make it true.
Well, when they say the buck stops here, it doesn't stop at Biden's feet because he doesn't want to take credit for anything. It's not his fault. It's climate change, or it's Donald Trump, or it's the Republicans. Not necessarily in that order. But Kevin McCarthy is floating a stopgap funding bill to prevent a government shutdown at the end of next month, which he thinks is going to come because the Democrats are going to try to make this a big political issue again.
Here we go again, right?
Oh, yeah,
here
sure.
We go again.
Sure.
Well, of course. And, they'll play it up and play it up and play it up until the very last moment, because of the fiscal year, I believe, starts on October 1st.
And I'm not sure which U.S. Appeals Court this is. I think it might be the fifth appeal. But the U.S. Appeals Court backed the abortion pill restrictions yesterday, and an appeal is headed probably to the Supreme Court over this.
Yes, this is what we hear. That's right. This is the abortion pill mifepristone, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. U.S. Appeals Court ruled on Wednesday that basically putting a ban on telemedicine prescriptions and shipments of the drug by mail. But it's not going to be immediately implemented, evidently.
Talk about extra work you got to do to keep the vote clean. Right?
Oh, yeah, right, I suppose, yeah.
All right. Now, there's a couple of polls out there. Quinnipiac polls. One of them has Joe Biden and Donald Trump in a virtual tie for the presidency.
But this isn't supposed to be happening, is it, Captain?
No. Nope.
It's supposed to be Donald Trump plunging like a rock, basically, and Joe Biden, garnering the respect and the admiration of all the American people. And why even think about Donald Trump? That's what's supposed to be happening as a result of all these things happening to Donald Trump.
Now, another Quinnipiac poll has Ron DeSantis at his lowest point in the primary.
Well, that's exactly right. So now you've got DeSantis again just not being able to get traction. It's really a very interesting thing. I think people will be learning about this and studying this as a case study in primary politics. because the fact that he wasn't able to really get any traction hardly at all in, comparatively to Donald Trump. If Donald Trump was not in the race, I think it might be maybe a different story. At least you'd hear more about DeSantis. You'd hear more about the other candidates too. But I think his strategy initially was Trump is going to not be a factor for whatever reason, whatever it might have been. And then DeSantis was going to be able to try to garner some of the support because that would naturally flow in some cases to DeSantis, notwithstanding what Trump has been referring to him as and so forth.
Now, there was an off-duty Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy who was shot dead by police on a golf course. Apparently, he showed up there with a couple of guns, don't know necessarily why, and started to shoot the place up.
Well, what we understand, Captain, that in Fontana, this is east of Los Angeles by about 50 miles.
Yeah, I know right where it is.
It looks like an off-duty sheriff's deputy was involved in, all we know at this point, we don't have a lot of details, involved in some kind of a domestic violence incident, and evidently might have fired a gun off inside the home, then left the home, went to this golf course, basically, and began to open fire, and, of course, was taken down by police at that point. A very odd and just terrible, bizarre story, and we'll get more details as they come in.
Well, it's a terrible circumstance when something like that happens, and I hate to hear about it, but unfortunately that stuff does, in fact, happen, so we'll certainly hope that our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to the officers and to the people affected by that. Now,
indeed, yes.
Now, we talked about this earlier, and I'm going to repeat it again simply because we've got about enough time to do it. The Georgia prosecutor has now asked for a March trial date for Donald Trump and the 18 others in the election case, and the date that they've asked for is the Monday before Super Tuesday.
Right. I'm not laughing. It's again very bizarre. They really believe that this is going to take place that quickly because, from my understanding, Captain, it's very difficult. It'd be very difficult to put this case together under normal circumstances.
Sure.
For such a trial date. So we'll see.
Yes, we will. To be continued, as they like to say, right?
That's right. And we're going to continue pretty quick here, too.
Yeah, here comes the music right now. Okay, you hang on, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back. More coming from Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. And we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Officials say the death toll from the Hawaii wildfires will likely continue to rise. What's already the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed 106 lives. The economic cost to the island of Maui could reach $7 billion. President Biden is marking the one-year anniversary of the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act.
The Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal initially called my plan Bidenomics. But guess what? It's working.
During an event at the White House, Biden called the legislation the largest investment in clean energy and climate action ever. Well, never mind pumpkin spice season. It's already holiday shopping season with some big retailers rolling out string lights and Christmas trees. At Home Depot, holiday products including 8-foot Santas and giant nutcrackers launched online last week, and Costco was rolling out its artificial Christmas trees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I'll tell you what, folks, I can't recommend enough Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, the job they did for me and with me, and the improvements that I've made, and just turned my physical life around because of the problems I was having with my left foot and ankle. Everything is pretty much back down where it should be, except when I aggravated a little bit by standing up on it a little bit too long at a gun show or whatever. But they are absolutely the best at what they do, and I would strongly recommend them to anybody anywhere in the country. And if you're coming to Florida, or if you live around and you're going to come down here to the Tampa Bay area, I'm going to give you their phone number. You can call them up and see if they can help you out with a problem you got. You might be surprised. The number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. One more time, 727-896-4615. They also make their own orthotics there, too. So if you need something like that, they can do that for you. But they are absolutely, absolutely my savior and literally saved my life. And I'm not exaggerating. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, not to be outdone, but a former FBI agent has backed the whistleblowers and the IRS agent a testimony that Joe Biden was warned ahead of the FBI interview with Hunter.
Yeah, again, you know, we keep getting these kinds of additions to this entire saga, and at every turn, it's never going the opposite direction, is it, Captain? It's always seemingly confirming more and more what we know and what we think we know and what we're uncovering about Joe Biden and Hunter.
Well, that's it, and it's kind of hard to deny something when you got now three different people coming up and confirming what two other people said. So it's very hard to sit back and not pay attention to that.
Well, exactly right. And so it's a slow process, yes, but I think that especially as the election progresses, because eventually, you know, this is going to be, it's not going to be so much about Trump and the trials per se, once I think we get into the actual election. If Joe Biden is moving forward, will be the nominee and so forth, all of this is going to become much more amplified, one might think. Of course, the strategy is to try to make everything about Trump and the various trials that he would supposedly be embroiled in during the election. But it's going to be hard to get away from the Hunter stuff because the dam is broken.
Now, we've got Colonel Wright coming in, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm sorry, in the 4th hour. That would be the 5 a.m. hour, our time. And I'm going to ask him about this, but I'm going to just bring this up to you to get it out there so people know what we're going to talk about. The Taliban celebrated their second year of the Afghanistan takeover. And I found out this past week, we talked about it a little bit, we're still giving them money, foreign aid. We're still giving them foreign aid. Why?
Well, I guess maybe ostensibly they believe that, you know, through these NGOs or whatever, they can try to do something. But, Captain, the state of affairs in Afghanistan is absolutely dismal. More and more, of course, you can't have women seeking girls or women seeking higher education or education, basically. There's all kinds of strict adherence to Sharia law and so forth. It is a very, very difficult situation, to say the least. And the Taliban, of course, 2 years, whoa, it's like some kind of party. But get this, Captain, China actually came out and lauded the Taliban's ability to basically defeat the United States. You know, this is... It's not funny. It's like you're watching a parody movie, but it's for real, and that's scary.
Well, yeah, and what's even scarier is that there was a picture of a Taliban person with a rifle to the back of a woman's head, and he was executing her, and she was on her knees in the middle of a street, and he was executing her for what? I don't know.
Well, again, this shows, again, that this is absolutely unconscionable. This has no place in the modern world. It is absolutely offensive and horrible towards women. Again, what words can you come up with that would adequately describe the depths of this?
Now, a cargo ship yesterday or the day before ran Russia's blockade on the Ukraine ports. I guess the ship got away with it. Do we know whose ship it was?
It's a civilian cargo ship, we know. It came out of Odessa, this according to Zelensky himself, evidently. And they came through what they're calling a new humanitarian corridor. And, of course, as you mentioned, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright will be with us in just a little while, and he's going to be able to, I think, to shed some real expertise on this because this is right in his wheelhouse.
Okay, and the veto yesterday overrode a ban on gender-affirming care for minors that takes effect in North Carolina, I believe, on January the 1st, 2024. But both the House and the Senate, within a matter of a few minutes, had enough votes to override the Democratic governor's law that he wanted passed. And nope, it's not going to happen. They're not going to be talking about that in the school.
Well, that's right. They had the GOP supermajorities in the House and the Senate there, and they overrode Governor Roy Cooper's opposition to it. Yes.
Yeah. Now, here's something interesting. Have you heard of the grocery chain Aldi?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, one opened up in my community here not all that long ago.
Well, they aren't all that bad from what I've heard. I've not been in one, but I guess I'm going to be soon, because Aldi is acquiring Winn-Dixie and the Harvey supermarket chains in the South, and in the further expansion of their chain store business, Aldi, which is a grocery store that, it's a no-frills grocery store, I guess is the way to approach it, right?
Exactly, yeah, and I think they're German-based, but you're right, they're talking about the Winn-Dixie and Harvey supermarkets, about 400 stores this is going to affect in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Now, not all of them will become Aldi's. Some of them will, we understand, but others will continue to be operated as Winn-Dixie and Harvey's, because you're right, the kinds of supermarkets they are are a little bit different in terms of how they're laid out and how they're administering, and perhaps even what's available there. So the German company again said it was the right time to start expanding. 400 stores is quite a lot, Captain.
And we're going to ask Chris Markowski when he comes on about China's economic woes continuing, as we're hearing that a trust firm missed a payment and the home prices there are beginning to fall.
To say that China has a property crisis would be a real understatement, yes. And again, this starts to set the stage for instability in China that certainly the Chinese government, the Chinese communist regime there, would likely try to quell, perhaps by doing something else to raise national pride or something like this. And what could the better what could that be, Captain, other than and maybe invading Taiwan?
Yeah, and Wall Street, the stocks were down after the Fed minutes showed that bank shares were extending their losses, and that kind of caused things to happen real quick. And I know somebody, one of the big investors, sold off their shares in something that caused people to react in a downward trend. All right, well, hold that thought. I hear the music here right now. And, folks, we are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to find our radio announcer guy, and we're going to have him out here as he's going to tell you what you need to know.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
gone into the nostalgia portion of the show here. We've dug into the archives to pick up a very young Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever. You remember that song there, Kyle?
I sure do.
I'm telling you. And I've heard him do it, you know, even as he's progressing, got a little bit older. He can still, he's still got the pipes to do it. So there you go.
Yeah, and very good on guitar as well.
Oh, yeah, always. Okay, well, tell us what's going on out west, my friend.
All right, well, we continue to have some very hot weather for our friends in Phoenix, 94 degrees right now in Phoenix, Arizona. Dangerously hot conditions will continue, and we've got the afternoon temperatures upwards of 115 degrees. For our new listeners at 101.5 KDON FM, that's Las Vegas, Nevada, of course.
Woo-hoo.
91 degrees on the Las Vegas Strip. Exactly. Continue with those heat advisories throughout the Central Valley of California. Heat advisories and also air quality alerts as you travel up Interstate 5 through Portland up through Seattle. You continue with these heat warnings all throughout northern Montana, northern Idaho, parts of central Idaho, and even down in parts of southern Montana around the Billings area down to the border with Wyoming. Heat advisories going on there right now. And then briefly, of course, we have the tropical storm that's forming down around central Mexico on the west coast. That can cause some flooding rains and some monsoonal moisture, of course, coming up through the American Southwest and many parts of Southern California as we head probably through Sunday into Monday. Maybe just a teensy-weensy bit earlier, but we're keeping track of it, Captain. Be careful out there.
Alrighty, well, I haven't said anything. You mentioned tropical storm. I haven't said anything about what's going on here off the coast of Africa. We got a couple of interesting scenarios going here. There's two big waves that came off of Africa, and one is a little bit further south than the other one, with a 40% chance of becoming something over the next several days. And the second one is a little bit higher. It looks like one's going to come south of the Caribbean, south of the Dominican Republic, and it looks like the other one's going to go north. We'll have to wait and see. They're still a ways away. But those two storms are like maybe 3 to 5 days apart as it stands right now, and they're a week away from determining where they're going to go. So we got to pay attention here in the southeastern part of the United States to the two storms that are coming towards us that are at least a week away. And, of course, that's the good thing about the weather these days is that you can find out about things way in advance, and then you have to react accordingly. Now, let's start in the south. Let's start in Texas because the Dallas Metroplex on down to Austin, on down to San Antonio, all the way down to Waco. And let's see here, also over into Laredo, you are going to have 100-plus degree temperatures all through that area. Now, Houston might or might not get that way today, but they're certainly right there on the tip of it. The rest of Texas is going to be in a high heat advisory, especially the eastern part and especially out west to where 10 and 20 come together, and then it's going to ease off a little bit. Now, up in Oklahoma tonight, the southern part of Oklahoma, you've got a high heat advisory, and right along the line there, right along the border, you've got some 100-degree temperatures expected coming out of Texas. Up into the Oklahoma City and Tulsa area, you've got some fog right now there, so be advised of that. That's going to slow down your forward progress a little bit. And coming back down just to finish out the Gulf for a minute here, you've got a lot of fog right now along Louisiana to take you over towards New Orleans. So if you're coming that way, you're going to be in and out of fog for probably about a 50 or 60-mile stretch of I-10. And then up on I-10, I-12, there's some fog there coming across when you make the turn. And instead of coming through New Orleans, if you stay up there and go over to Baton Rouge and go that way, you're going to be in a little bit of fog for a while. Also, we've got some coastal fog along Mobile, Alabama. We do have a disturbance of some sort with some weather churning things up there about Tallahassee Way in the Gulf. And that's moving in this general direction with a bunch of line of storms and whatnot. We'll wait to see exactly what happens and how it does before we can tell you for sure. Now, there's a schmutz alert tonight, Kyle. We got the schmutz alert up there. Georgia and Minnesota is sucking down some crap in the air up there because it's very poor air quality there and very poor air quality the whole state of Wisconsin as well. And you've got some storm activity up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as some rough waters and some coastal flooding along the Lake Michigan, not only on the east side, that'd be the west side of Michigan, but the east side of the lake, but the west side of the lake too. So be advised of that. Unsettled weather conditions for half of Kentucky tonight. Don't know exactly what's going to happen there, but the possibility is for some rain during the course of the day. And they're calling for some torrential downpours out there in the desert southwest. And we talked about that earlier. You talked about it, Kyle. So there you go. Now tell us about the Truckers Highway and Bible Report sponsor so we can move on along here to Denise.
Well, Captain, of course, the good people at PilotFlyingJ.com, that's the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, everybody, PilotFlyingJ.com, pardon me, is PilotFlyingJ.com, I'll get it right in a second, that's the website you want to go to, find the nearest location to you, find out how you can earn 5 points per gallon, find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon also on every gallon of gas you buy at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, that's PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, and real quick, let's drift over here. Got about a minute. Good morning, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and Denise Simon Experience. Hello.
Good morning.
All right, now, the Taliban are celebrated yesterday their second year of Afghanistan takeover. How's that working out?
Well, for the Taliban, it's working out great. But if you're a woman and if you're certainly in the teenage years, not so great. It pretty much stopped all education. So I'm really kind of surprised that some of these women just say, you know what, this isn't freedom, this is more religion, and they don't try and leave and go to Turkmenistan or Tajikistan or someplace and then try and escape the country. But I don't know. I mean, this is all of this is Joe Biden's making, and he has no regrets of what he's done to women and children. And even, you know, Tony Blinken comes out and says, we're monitoring it. You know, this administration just monitors. That's all they do.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. You too. We're supposed to be right back with more right after the top of the hour break, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills along the way. And we shall return. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-8-
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.